They thanked him, shook hands again, and continued down the hall. There were two large double doors at the end of it, and much to Stevie's surprise, no security people to stop them. They walked up to the doors, pushed them open, and peered around. It was relatively dark on the other side of the doors. It looked to Stevie as if they were on some kind of a loading dock. To their left, he could see what he guessed would normally be space that was part of the football field. There were several giant trucks with the CBS logo on the side and a small city of trailers. Everywhere Stevie looked, there were people scurrying in different directions, in and out of the trailers and the trucks. There were steps at the end of the loading dock that led down to the CBS compound. And as Stevie and Susan Carroll stood taking it all in, two young men came bounding up the steps carrying walkie-talkies. "The bus just pulled up," Stevie heard one of them say. "Is there a crew there? We'll get people to the entrance hallway in about 30 seconds. "Sounds like the purple tide has arrived," Stevie said to Susan Carroll as the two CBS types swept past them and through the double doors without so much as a glance in their direction. Roger Valdeseri had been right. Apparently the CBS people didn't care if anyone from the media walked into their compound. And anyone who made it into their compound another way was obviously cleared to go through the double doors to the locker room hallway. Thus the surprising absence of security people. Stevie had been beginning to think even the bathrooms would have security guards. "You want to walk down there and see if there's anyone interesting from CBS to talk to?" Susan Carroll asked. "Maybe," Stevie said. He was looking to his right, where there was a shard of light coming from the other end of the loading dock. "I wonder what's over there." "Nothing, probably," Susan Carroll said. "Let's take a quick look." He led her towards the spot where the light was coming from. There was a lot of stuff stored here, piled up on the back end of the dock. The light came from an entrance to the building that was opposite the loading dock. "Nothing here," Susan Carroll.